From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. EU officials move to make the migrant return process fair and humane. European Union officials are pledging that there will be no automatic return for the migrants before the migrants are given a chance to apply for asylum. The announcement follows angry protests by international human rights activists who have been accusing the EU of denying migrants the basic rights of refugees to seek asylum. NATO is preparing to step up its response to threats from the Islamic State group and from Russia. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the comments. NATO is seeking NATO is not seeking confrontation with Russia nor a Cold War. He told VOA NATO is implementing the biggest reinforcement to its collective defense since the end of the Cold War in response to the new security environment. Dutch voters are going to the polls to vote on whether to back a European Union free trade agreement with Ukraine. The referendum is non-binding, but it will be an important measure of EU support. It comes just 3 months before British voters cast ballots on whether to remain in the European Union. Dutch opponents of the EU agreement say its ultimate goal is to bring Ukraine into the bloc. Supporters say the agreement would aid economic development on both sides and improve human rights in Ukraine. A Panamanian law firm says the 11.5 million documents leaked from its offices this week about offshore bank accounts were stolen by hackers, not divulged by an insider. Ramon Fonseca is one of the founders of the Mossack Fonseca firm. He says he has ruled out an inside job. This is VOA News. Texas Senator Ted Cruz's resounding win over Republican frontrunner Donald Trump in the Wisconsin primary election Tuesday makes it more possible that none of the candidates will have enough votes to win the party's nomination at the national convention next July. There are 16 state Republican nominating contests to go, extending into early June. Trump would have to win more than 60% of the remaining delegates in order to claim the nomination. Republicans have not had a contested convention since 1976. In the Democratic race, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is facing growing competition from her sole challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders has defeated her in six of the last seven state nominating contests, including Tuesday's primary in Wisconsin. Senior White House officials say the Obama administration will redirect nearly $600 million in funds, the majority from existing Ebola resources, to fight the spread of the Zika virus. The Office of Management and Budget says those funds are not enough to support a comprehensive anti-Zika program and can only temporarily address what is needed until Congress acts on an emergency supplement request. Rear Admiral Andrew Lewis, the vice director of the Pentagon's Joint Staff Operations, told reporters at the Pentagon Wednesday that the military could open an additional fire base to support Iraqi security forces working to isolate the city of Mosul. A fire base is a temporary space used to fire artillery in support of advancing troops. Lewis said that, to his knowledge, no other U.S. fire bases have been opened in Iraq since the fire base at Makmur was opened last month. A Japanese court has rejected a challenge to a lower court ruling that allowed the restart of two nuclear reactors. The Miyazaki branch of the Fukuoka High Court ruled Wednesday that the number one and number two reactors of the Sendai plant in southwestern Japan could remain operative. Local residents filed suit last year to keep the reactors shut down, arguing that the plant's operator had underestimated the threat of volcanoes and earthquakes. Tens of thousands of Peruvians gathered in Lima and other cities Tuesday for an annual protest that this year was also aimed at the presidential campaign of Keiko Fujimori. She is the daughter of Peru's jailed ex-president. Protesters shouted "Never Again" as they commemorated the anniversary of Alberto Fujimori's self-coup in 1992. Keiko Fujimori is a 40-year-old conservative and is seen as the front-runner in the upcoming April 10th election. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.